Do you remember Jesus' words in John chapter 10, verse 1? He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber." In other words, Jesus is teaching there is only one access point into the kingdom of God, and if you enter the kingdom by the door, then you can be certain that you are his. Why? Well, simply because there are none in his kingdom who do not belong to him. He said, how do you know that he is speaking about his kingdom here? Well, the door to the sheepfold represents the entrance to heaven. And later on, Jesus would call himself the very door, meaning that he is the very entrance himself. The sheepfold represents God's people, those who enter the kingdom and find forgiveness of sin and peace and joy and safety for eternity in the presence of God. And so Jesus is saying there is one way to enter heaven. Not many roads, not many paths, not many ways, but there's only one entrance. And if someone thinks that he or she is going to heaven when they die, then they must understand that there's only one way to get there. Every other plan or idea or belief or religion is a false way. In fact, Jesus calls them thieves and robbers because they are essentially trying to break their way into the kingdom of God when there is only one authorized access point. Think about this. When you invite someone over for dinner or someone stops by your house, if they were to crawl through the window into your home, what would you think? If suddenly someone were to come around through your backyard or into your house through your garage or whatever the case may be, what would your thoughts be about that person? You get the point. You see, the kingdom of God is the same way. You don't go through the backyard or jump fences or crawl through windows. No, you go through the front door, which is Jesus. God's only authorized access point into the kingdom of heaven is through his only son, Jesus, whom he sent to die on a cross in your place. And that's good news. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.